bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, we are closing out Extension Month. We are,
yes,
we're talking about National Nutrition Month today. So why not bring in Fantasia with some collard greens and cornbread?
Man, I can eat some right now.
Now, this meal can be made a little bit healthier. There's some modifications we can do.
Right.
So we could not necessarily cook our greens with the meat in them, the fat meat. Yes. We could maybe use smoked turkey, or we could use some nice, I don't know, some red peppers.
Oh,
and
some good spices.
You know,
some
garlic, different spices.
Salt and pepper.
Oh, garlic, onion. You got to have some little onion in there.
That would be great.
Anyway, so you can modify some recipes. And what we just did there is something that could be a marker of National Nutrition Month.
That's right. So we want to give our listeners some ways to celebrate this last week of March and National Nutrition Month and
Extension Month. It's not national, but it's Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
It should be national.
It should be. Right. So one thing we can do to, you know, really keep ourselves nourished and to save money, because we've talked multiple times about the price of groceries, we can plan, spend some time planning your meals and your snacks.
When we don't have a plan, it just, it's left to chance.
It's
and that's not good.
Yeah.
When it comes to your nutrition and your food budget, leaving it to chance never works out well.
It doesn't. I'll go and I'll end up with stuff that doesn't even go together.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to plan. We also, as part of your planning, we recommend that you see what you got at home before you go spend your money, because you may have, you may already have the product.
Right. Yeah. I always start at home. You know, there are some things that might be getting ready to expire soon that I want to go ahead and use up. There are some things on the shelf that I don't have to purchase this week.
Yeah.
I can incorporate those in my meal plan. So you've got to start at home so you don't buy double.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea when you're planning to go on and write you out or use your tablet, your phone, whatever, but have you a grocery list and look at your sales ads that you get throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you take a list when you go shopping?
Yes, I do better. Because if I don't, is when I don't plan and I'm like, oh, this looks good. Or I think I got this. I don't have to buy that. You know, it never works out.
Oh, I'd have to have a list or I'd have to go back. I mean, it just wouldn't work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how you say check out the sales, because most of them are online now.
They are.
You know, you used to have to go to the store, tell them my age, and then get the little paper out of the holder and flip through it.
Now, they still have that.
They still have
it. At my local grocery.
Yes, they still have it. But if you want to be one of these that are informed before you get there, you can log on to most stores' websites and see what their sales are for the week.
And if you still take like your local county newspaper, I know ours still comes with the grocery ads in them. So I do look at those.
So getting that plan together is important.
You know, when we think about money and things like that, it's really important for people to also, you know, learn about what's available in their community if they need a little extra help. You know, see if you're eligible for, you know, SNAP benefits and WIC, and there's a lot of food banks are to be found in our communities. So familiarize yourself with those. And even the a lot of communities have blessing boxes now.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of those around that are basically just like, take what you need, give what you can.
Yeah.
And so you can leave items that you're not going to eat, and you can also receive items if you need them. But, you know, going back to what you said about SNAP, and, you know, some of the guidelines may have changed for certain assistance programs during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you think you're not eligible, if you need the help, you might want to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, we had someone from WIC on our show last year, and she talked about a lot of people thinking that they would not be eligible for WIC, and they actually were, which is women, infants, and children.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a family and you've got children that are under 5 years old, that may be something you want to look into. Yeah,
and you know, people have life changes and things happen, so it's never a bad thing to see what your community can do to help you.
That's right.
Sure.
So let's talk about what we're eating in all of this. You know, we just talked about the collard greens and cornbread, which is obviously soul food, but we want to include our favorite cultural foods and traditions. We don't want to rule out the things like the collard greens that might be considered unhealthy.
Right.
You know, we need to look at ways to modify things, ways to reduce the amount of fat that we're getting. And you know, when we were talking about the things we would add to that pot of greens, you didn't hear us say anything about salt. We were talking about the red pepper flakes and the garlic the onion. We were talking about those things. And we have to take those foods that we love and find a way to have them in a healthier way.
And there's ways to do that, for sure. Mm-hmm. One of those ways might be looking at the forms of a food. You know, fresh, frozen, canned, dried. There's alternatives out there.
But, you know, so long, Sarah, everybody thought that fresh was the best way to go.
Right. Well, I think that was promoted.
Yeah.
You know, so, of course, you know, we saw that advertisement and things. But, no, frozen is just as good. Canned, there's ways to make that healthier. Choosing the low sodium, no sodium added. Draining and rinsing those things.
Yeah.
And then your dried fruits and vegetables are great options for some baking, snacks, things like that. So we just want you to eat it in various forms and just eat a variety of foods, you know, that are healthy.
We're going to get into the fresh season here shortly, and fresh is going to be widely available of a lot of foods. Right. It's going to be at a good price, and it's going to be in its peak form. Yes. And so, yes, definitely enjoy it while the season is here. But I love that you said we could have the frozen and the canned when it's not in season and local.
You should still be able to enjoy your favorites. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. We also want to kind of avoid fad diets, and there's a ton of them. There always have been, always will be.
That's right.
You know, but they're not sustainable, and they often have really unnecessary restrictions.
Yeah.
You know, people see some benefit.
Yeah.
You know, but we also don't want to eliminate food groups and nutrients that our body needs to function.
Well, it's hard to get that variety you were talking about. I mean, if I'm restricting things so closely, I can't get in the variety so that I get all the nutrients. So that's another downside of the fad diets.
Right. And just eating a you know, well-rounded meal or diet is the way to go. And that honestly feeds and fuel, it feeds you and it fuels your body. Mm-hmm. So you can take care of your body when you are eating a variety of fruits and vegetables and whole grain products and your lean meats, those types of things.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So we just want to fuel our bodies.
Yes.
You know, that's the key. We want to make sure that we're eating that variety of foods and fueling our bodies. And so that's going to translate into us being able to make tasty foods at home.
Oh,
now,
yes.
When we make things at home, that gives us greater control over what goes into it.
Absolutely.
You know, we're able to make things a little bit healthier. We're able to stretch our food dollars more.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that's going to contribute to better nutrition.
Absolutely. And if you cook it, you're probably going to eat it, you know, less food waste. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we are, you know, part of a group called the UT Kitchen Divas. So we're all about getting in the kitchen, learning new ways to prepare food,
try new recipes.
Yes.
All of them don't always work out perfectly.
Kind of hone your meal prep skills. Get your kids in there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, invite friends over. It's really fun to cook with other people.
Yeah.
You know, but if you live alone, you know, you're an individual, like, make your kitchen what you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, have it stocked and ready for you to learn this different techniques and different ways to prepare food that may make it even more enjoyable for you.
You know, try new things. I mean, new gadgets that make cooking easier and more fun. You know, you and I are both self-professed air fryer people, right?
Yes.
But I mean, you know, I run across people that say, I have an air fryer and that thing's been in the box for 2 years. And I'm like, get it out of the box.
Yes, it's life-changing.
Yes, it is. And other things that you have, you know, don't be afraid to try new things. It's one of those things. You can fail sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I
failed in my air fryer, but
yeah, we've all made recipes and they didn't come out like we hoped. So yes, make sure that you venture out and try, because if we get stuck in the same routine of eating the same thing, cooking the same thing,
it's boring.
It gets boring.
Yes.
And you just don't want to do it.
And that's cutting out that variety that we really are encouraging people to do.
It is.
And on that kind of note, you know, we may plan meals. Well, I want to encourage people to have planned overs, not leftovers. You know, so find creative ways to use them instead of tossing them or sticking them in the container that you might eat later and then you end up throwing it away. You know, think about how I'm going to cook all this chicken for this meal, and then if there's some left, how can I use this tomorrow for another meal? You know, planned overs, not leftovers.
If I've already got the pot out and I'm already cooking chicken, let's just cook some more chicken and we'll have it ready for later.
Exactly. And get creative, and you can have a multitude of meals ready to go with one base ingredient.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, make eating an event at home. You know, make your table space look nice. You know, clear away the clutter. Take the clutter away.
Don't eat in front of the TV.
Don't eat in front of the TV. It's hard.
Step on your toes.
It's hard to do, yes. It's hard to do. But clear away the clutter. Maybe, you know, put out some kind of nice decoration on the table. Yeah. You know, and involving your family and friends, like you said. Eating with people you care about, it always makes it more enjoyable, whether you're having those collard greens and cornbread or whether you've decided to prepare something else.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you live alone, just make it a point to have dinner with a friend or maybe attend a potluck at church or whatever it is, you know, invite people over. But there's ways that we can make dinner time, lunch, whatever, as enjoyable as possible.
That's absolutely the case. And so, what about people that want to know more about how to be more nutritious? This is National Nutrition Month, and some people say, I just don't have the information I need.
Right. And, you know, we live in a time where there's so much information available to you, but it's not always correct.
Yeah, not.
So we're going to guide you back to your primary care physician who can point you possibly in the direction of a dietitian. They may have one on staff at the clinic. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have resources available, you know, that they can share with you that are research-based, factual, that can help you.
So yeah, you can even check with your medical insurance carrier to see if a nutritionist or a dietitian is on staff. You know, there are so many services offered virtually now.
There are.
That your insurance carrier may have someone.
You can also go to myplate.org.
ChooseMyPlate.gov.
Don't go to
MyPlate.org. Sorry, go to ChooseMyPlate.gov. Yeah. I think that's right.
There's a lot of recipes on there that are healthy. And if you have a chronic illness or condition or like diabetes or heart issues, go to the American Diabetes Association or the American Heart Association. There are great recipes there as well.
There are. And we want to direct you to your local Extension office, UTTSU Extension office, because it's Tennessee Extension Month. And we have a lot of programs that talk specifically about nutrition, healthy eating, food preparation.
Yes.
And so, you know, we want you to visit and get to know your Extension office and get those resources that are there also.
That's right. That's right. That's probably the joy in our job, is helping other people make these big changes in their lives or just focusing on it for a little bit. So.
Yes, it is. So thank you for joining us for this episode. It's going to be April next time we talk.
That's right.
Getting closer to summer.
I know you're happy.
I know. In the words of Mr. Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Come on, April.